Blog Talk Radio.
Pleasant harp with the lute. A lute is like a small guitar. Blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon, at the full moon, on our solemn means sacred feast days. For this is a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he established in Jacob for this he established in Joseph for a testimony when he went throughout the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I did not understand. That reminds us of being here in America. Verse 6, I removed his shoulder from his burden. His hands were freed from the basket. You called in trouble, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. Ooh. I proved you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish. Admonish means to warn you, O Israel. If you will listen to me, there shall be no foreign god among you, nor shall you worship any foreign god. I am Yah, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not heed. Heed means to pay attention, to notice. And listen, I am guilty of that. Let's read verse 11 again. But my people would not heed my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to own stubborn heart, to walk in their own counsel, Counsel means your advice, man's advice. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. One, I would soon subdue their enemies. Subdue means to defeat, conquer, bring under control. So, black folks, listen up. I will soon subdue their enemies. And who are our enemies? The oppressors, all of them. And two, and turn my hand against their adversaries. You know who those are. Those are your rivals. Those are our rivals, our enemies. Verse 13, the haters. Can you believe that? The word haters appear in this reading. It says the haters of Yah would pretend submission to him. Okay, pretend means to make believe, and submission means to accept his authority, or to accept authority over another. See, this, and Yah knows this. The haters of, I'm reading verse 15 again. The haters of Yah would pretend submission to him, but their faith, the faith is destiny, would endure forever. So they have a faith that's going to happen to them forever, and that's the lake of fire. Verse 16, he would have fed them also with the finest of wheat and with honey from the rock. I would have satisfied you. So she, let us get back to being obedient to God and loving him, heeding his voice. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 81, an appeal for Israel's repentance. And it has, I believe now that reading from this Bible, I have come to believe that we black folk in America are the true Israelites. Now, you can disagree with me all you want or say that I have misunderstood. It's all right. But the reality is that you have misunderstood and have been teaching black folk in America a lie. And one example of that, the picture of a white Jesus Christ, that's a lie. You have fooled the whole world. And the Bible talks about you, I think it's in the book of Revelation, chapter 18. You fooled the whole world. But some of us are beginning to understand. See, let's have a word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven, we humble ourselves in prayer with thanksgiving in our mind. We come thanking you for all that we have. And I thank you for giving me courage to do your will with the ability to do so. I thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. And not only that, keeping the evil one from rule over the city of Detroit. We sheep thank you and appreciate you, our Heavenly Father, with gratitude for your love, kindness, mercy upon us, and for giving us sane, sound mind, excellent health, love, family, courage, patience, wealth and money, and most of all, opening up our minds, awakening our minds from this deep sleep to your truth. We thank you for giving us prosperity in all things. In your son's name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is the only day that God says you are to rest and keep it holy. If you will, turn to me with me book of Mark. Normally, I tell you, and I'll tell you now, I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. I want you to have your pen, pencil, paper, and notepad, notebook, wherever you may keep records. I may say something that you want to look up later. Of course, you can always turn to going to your computer and turn to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, God, for this medium. And look up the Feed My Sheep show. There are about four other shows or four other programs that start with Feed My Sheep. But this particular program is called Feed My Sheep Show on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, I want you to do something, what I have been doing. Turn to Matthew chapter 6. Let's see, verse 16, I think. I don't want to lose my place, but I will. I'll find it. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Now, this is what I have been doing. It says, but you, when you fast, and I have been fasting, and I want you sheep to fast along with me until sundown today. Sundown is around, starts at about 6:30. What did I say? 6:45, then you can eat. If you have to take your medications, do that. What I will take with me are aspirins. I'm thankful to God that I don't have to take anything else. Verse 17 of chapter 6 of the book of Matthew says, so it says, but you, when you fast, anoint your head. So anoint your head with some oil. I go down to the candle shop on Gratiot. I'm here in Detroit, Michigan, and on Gratiot past, I think it might be Mount Elliott. It's behind the Kentucky Fried Chicken place. And it's a candle shop there sometimes from there. And I anoint my head with oil when I fast. This is what the Bible says. And wash your face. So when you fast with me, and I'm going to try to fast the Sabbath day. Sabbath starts at sundown on Friday evening and ends sundown on Saturday evening. That's the Sabbath. I want you to follow the Sabbath with me. And so now you know, when we are fasting, if you have any type of oil in your home today, just anoint your head with that and then wash your face and try not to eat until about 6:45 this afternoon. And that way, we'll be fasting. We'll become as one. Now, God says that you are to rest and keep the Sabbath holy. Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, right quick. Just want to go with you what God says. We're going to go down to verse 8. We're in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day. And for those of you who do not know that the Sabbath day is Saturday, now you do. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah, your God. In it you shall do no work. And you can read the rest of that. Also, I want you to turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 21. Let's read that together. It says, then they went into Capernaum. He's talking about Jesus. And Jesus has several different names. Yah, Elohim, Yahweh, and these are names that I'm just finding out. So once I find out, sheep, I will tell you what I know. It says, verse 21, we're in Mark chapter 1, verse 21. Then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, that's today, a Saturday, he, talking about Jesus, entered the synagogue. The synagogue is a church, and taught. So these, I'm trying to prove my point to you that we are to observe the Sabbath by teaching. I used to go to church on Sunday, but I am convinced now, since I am a follower of Jesus, I try to do what Jesus has told us to do, or what Moses and the Bible has told us to do. Excuse me while I take a sip of water. So we have that out of the way. And then, excuse me again, one last thing I want to go over, talk about before I start this lesson. I want you to turn over to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 17. Let's go there. And I read this because a couple of years ago, there were four or five young men at the bus stop with me and another lady, and we were talking, and this young man, one of them, actually touched my heart. Well, he touched my mind, and so when we were talking, he said, why does God make it so hard? Why for us? And I just wanted to, the young man was sincere, he's about 18 or 19, maybe 20 at the most. I just wanted to put him under my wings, under my arms, and say, here, baby, it's okay. But this is what I found in the Bible. It's in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. It says, for it is better, is the will of God to suffer doing good than for doing evil. You wanted to know, the young man wanted to know, why has God made it so hard for us? Why are we suffering? And I found this scripture because I haven't forgotten about you. I think about you, young man, all the time. It's because our forefathers, they broke the rules. They broke the commandments of God. And this is why we are suffering. And I just want to share that scripture with you. I know that you may not ever remember me or think of me, but I think of you all the time, young man. God is going to bless you and all of you who were there when we were talking. Because we had nothing. We were just barely able to have our bus fare, waiting for an hour and a half or so for a bus to come down Grasset and take us home. And it was a Friday evening, if you can remember. Now, sheep, let me get on with the lesson. I talk too much. Sometimes when I get to rambling, I just can't stop. We left off in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 6. It says, let's read, there is no other God. Verse 6, thus says Yah, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Elohim of hosts. It could, whenever I see the word Lord, I like to put the word Yah. And this says, and it, instead of saying Lord, I'm going to say either Elohim or Yah. And his Redeemer, Elohim of hosts. I am, well, the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God, and no one can proclaim as I do. Then let him declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and black folk, we are the ancient people. Don't let, you can check out what I'm saying. Go take a history class. And you'll find that in the land of Ur, that's down by a rock. This entire Bible talks about the people of color. Jesus, all of them, people of color. What King James did was translate this Bible. And I have begun to think that if he did not want us to read this and understand it, well, let me move on. Not what I think. Let me get into what the Bible is saying. It says, since, and I'm reading from verse 7, at the last end of it, it says, then let him declare it and say it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people and these things that are coming and shall come, let them show these to them. Verse 8, do not fear, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one. Idolatry is foolishness. It is idolatry, sheep. Yeah, you're right. Idolatry is the worship of idols. Let's pick up reading in verse 9. We're in chapter 44 of Isaiah. Those who make a graven image, all of them are useless, and their precious things shall not profit. They are their own witnesses. Let me just say this. It comes to my mind that the New King James Version of the Bible reads a little different from my other King James Version of the Bible. The other Bible that I have is the King James Version, but it does not say New King James. And I find that this New King James Version of the Bible is easier for me to understand when I read. Let's pick up reading in the middle of verse 9. They are their own witnesses, and he's talking about the idols. They neither see nor know that they may be ashamed. Who would form a god or cast a graven image? That's verse 10. That profits him nothing. Verse 11. Surely all his companions would be ashamed, and the workmen, they are mere men. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up. Yet they shall fear. They shall be ashamed together. Verse 12, the blacksmith with the tongs works one in the coals. He's working an idol in the coal. And the tongs are two pieces of metal put together to form an arm where the blacksmith can pick this hot whatever he's making out of the coal and not burn himself. Let's continue reading it first. Well, let's go back up to verse 12 and read with understanding. The blacksmith with his tongue works one, that's an idol, in the coals, fashion it with hammers, and works it with the strength of his arms. Even so, he is hungry, and his strength fails. He drinks no water and is faint. Faint near means he wants to almost want to fall out. Verse 13, a craftsman is also a carpenter, stretches out his rule. He marks one out and fashions it with a plane. Now, a plane is a flat surface where he puts this metal and he fashions it to whatever he wants. He marks it out with the compass and makes it like the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in the house. He hews means to cut down cedars for himself, and takes the cypress, he's talking about a tree, and the oak, he's talking about trees. He secures it for himself among the trees of the forest. He plants a pine and the rain nourishes it. Then it shall be for a man to burn, for he will take some of it and warm himself. Yes, he kindles it and bakes bread. Indeed, he makes a god and worships it. He makes it a carved image and falls down to it. He burns half of it in the fire. With this half, he eats meat. He roasts a roast and is satisfied. He even warms himself, saying, let me read that again. He even warms himself and says, ah, I am warm. I have seen the fire. And the rest of it he makes into a god. He's talking about the wood. He carved his carved image. He falls down before it and worships it. He prays to it and says, deliver me, for you are my God. Verse 18, they do not know nor understand, nor he has shut his eyes. Let me read verse 18 again. They do not know nor understand, for he has shut their eyes so that they cannot see, and their hearts so they cannot understand. And no one considers in his heart, nor is their knowledge or understanding to say, I have burned off of it in the fire. Let me read that verse again. I have burned half of it in the fire. I guess the devil doesn't want me to read this to you all. Let's keep going. Yes, I have also baked bread on the coal. I have roasted meat and eaten it. And shall I make the rest of it an abomination? An abomination is something that is detestable, something that God hates. And he's talking about a carved image. Shall I fall down before a block of wood? For he feeds on ashes. A deceived heart has turned him aside, and he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? We're going to stop here at verse 44 and pick up next time at verse 21. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we say thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We also thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our debt as we forgive our debtors. In Jesus, in your son's name, amen. Let me tell you, get this book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. E. at www.eatandlivelonger.com. Remember, sheep, if it's God's will next time, and take God, our Heavenly Father, everywhere you go. I would tell you how to get my books off of Amazon.com, their e-books, but I have had difficulty installing them. Maybe you could help me.
Fall by the side. of the road. Love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus